News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
And some of those who are critically ill that Karina mentioned, some of those patients, they're going to be asked to take part in clinical trials on how best to treat this disease. And for more on that, we're joined now by Alistair Nicol. He's Professor of Intensive Care Medicine at UCD and an Intensive Care Consultant at St Vincent's University Hospital. Alistair, you're also the Irish lead in these clinical trials. You might just explain for us the nature of them. What exactly is happening?
Sure. I think people would have seen the social distancing measures and the testing and tracking that the HSC have been doing behind the scenes. And all these measures are to reduce the number of people who get sick and require hospitalisation. Unfortunately, people will require hospitalisation. And I work in the intensive care unit where we treat the patients who will be unfortunately most critically affected by COVID-19. And our current treatments are supportive care. And that is the high quality nursing and doctor care that patients get every day in Ireland. But there's been a whole lot of treatments suggested that may be beneficial or not. And we are going to conduct trials to see which treatments are the most effective. And a trial is really, it's the safest way to assess whether a treatment works in someone who is unwell with a disease like this.
So how do you decide what types of treatments you're going to trial and who takes part in the trial?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So there are a few things. So unfortunately, we have some experience with pandemics. The work we're doing came out of the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, and we were unable to do trials. There were lots of treatments we thought may be effective, but no one in the world was actually able to test them. So we actually have been preparing really since then with funding from the European Commission and the HRB to get trials ready that are able to start really quickly in the event of a pandemic. The treatments we have selected can be divided into real two groups. One is drugs that might affect the virus. And you can see that if you get infected with the virus, something that actually maybe kills the virus or stops the virus getting into the body would be beneficial. But on the other hand, in intensive care, we commonly see it's actually the body's response to the infection that can cause a lot of damage. And the other type of medications is drugs that damp that down. And what we've done is actually we've talked to the doctors and nurses who look after these patients, and we have taken guidance from the WHO, who have listed drugs that they think are a priority to test. And that's where we've selected our treatments.
Lots of people listening would have a question, and I'm going to ask it of you, even though I fear you might not be able to answer it. I'll ask anyway. They wonder, all these trials happening and the rate at which they're happening, this unprecedented speed at which things have been put together, does it mean it's likely we'll have effective treatments quickly?
So to answer it straightly, the answer is we don't know. But what I can say we will have is we will rapidly know if the treatments work or not. And that in of itself is very important. So, I mean, people would have seen in the media and social media, lots of drugs suggested to be beneficial or not. What our trials will determine is if those drugs increase survival and outcomes for people who are critically ill. And that answer in of itself is, because if that drug is useful, we should get it and we should give it to our patients. But if it is not, we should not, because all of these medications have interactions and side effects. And we should start looking at another treatment. So while I can't promise that something will work, I can promise we are looking diligently at the things that are most likely to work, and we will get concrete answers in a short time period.
All right. Well, look, hopefully we'll speak to you again once you have some of those concrete answers. Alistair Nicol, Professor of Intensive Care Medicine at UCD and an Intensive Care Consultant at St Vincent's University Hospital. Alistair, thanks a million for speaking to us.